Kanzler Kieran McCarthy.
You have to leave.
I'd also like to say that Kimber was telling me they've been on the road since 8 o'clock this morning, so it means a lot that they've made the effort to be here. So.
Kieran Murphy, who's that? Dear friends, I'm delighted to be here, actually. I think the last time I was here was in 2017, actually, as a Deputy Lord Mayor. But let me start. I've got a few things that I want to share with you, and some of them are deep and some of them are not so deep. But they say that poetry has the power to stop somebody, to impress on someone, make somebody question something, make someone wonder, make someone dream, remember, be disturbed, explore and be curious, and what I call a plus, 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 the whole series of different emotions. I think anyone who appreciates the process of poetry know how far it could actually take you. Certainly yourselves as poets here, you know the amount of like planning, design work, thought, emotion and building work that goes into each line, each word, and even to try to keep saying the words over and over again to make sure they fit the way that you want them to fit. And for me, for 3 decades, I actually am big into Irish culture, history, landscape, identity making. I have a passion for exploring Cork City and its region. I just came from a walking tour earlier on of Shandon this evening, and it was like 85 people in front of me who wanted to find out about the Shandon area. But I've always said that like Cork City itself is a very rich kind of tapestry of such of buildings and places. It's got an enormous and complex artwork of buildings. And the artwork itself has its own lines and contours and narratives and expressions and meanings and memories. And I think poetry as well also has that, contours and expressions and meanings and lines. And there's sometimes a hiddenness of what poems actually are to the general public. And maybe the poet can see that. And poetry could be described as a piece of life, creating new ways of seeing energies within the world. Poets certainly are explorers of the world, sometimes in a macro way, sometimes in a micro way. But certainly poems and poets can offer, they can comment on changing moods and humours, like on what I call the varied coloured palettes of the world. And each poem represents a different view and each listener takes away something different. And I think in this world where we find ourselves, like post-COVID, we've got a war in the eastern borders of Europe. We've got energy crisis, climate action. I think we need more people to be able to maybe to read the world in a macro and micro way and kind of to give a nuance and kind of a soul-filled approach to the world that we actually live in. I do dabble in poetry. Yes, I know. I'm really, really interested on the interface of heritage and kind of the present day. And a few years ago, 10 years ago, I finished a thesis in college, and whatever happened over the space of a year, all of a sudden I began writing poetry. Whatever the thesis did, all of a sudden I began writing poetry. And then also I had a muse, I had a partner that never became my girlfriend, and I began to send her poems. And I was like, and yeah, nothing ever happened afterwards. She's like, thanks very much for all the poems. And I was like, thanks for the year of my life. But what did happen is that I wrote 50 poems to my muse, and one of the poems that I wrote was actually arising out of a visit that I went to a portal dolmen in a place called Pool na Brón in County Clare, and I wrote this from just going to this particular dolmen, and this was my poem. So this poem is by Lord Mayor Councillor Kieran McCarthy. It's entitled Whispers in Time. So let me read it to you. Somewhere in space it exists, placeless along a winding road, windswept and stubborn, sliced from the land, a house of card-like stones, erect and balancing, metaphor and meaning at odds, twisting like the human rope encircling it. A site of secrets, a signpost to life, a portal to the present, a dolmen of the past, a tunnel to life and living, complex and etched in the sunset of time, not lost, not found, but living in the now, to see or not see, a tomb invisible to the modern, and time passes, and the light fades, changes, plays and replays, confident it stands, Stubborn it belies time, and playfully it whispers into the chasms of time, I am here, I am no. I know. Now, I'm glad you applauded, because the response I got 10 years ago was like, that's lovely. Thank you. And perhaps, I suppose perhaps the last two lines, I am here, I am now, is perhaps what we all experience when we listen to a poem that we like. So to conclude, let us all be grateful that O'Vale poetry exists in our city and exists for so many years. And I know how much work an organisation goes into this. It's year in, year out, season after season, trying to bring people together. And also, can I welcome our two poets from Coventry. Cork is very, very lucky that we're twinned with six cities. We've got six sister cities. But Coventry is probably one of our closest. And I've been to Coventry a few times as a councillor, trying to make sure the cultural connections are there. Especially, we've got a lot of Irish diaspora that left Ireland after the Second World War. And there's a very strong Irish society in Coventry. But I know that every year there are two poets that are brought through O'Vale Poetry here. So I know that I'm meeting you formally in my office tomorrow as well. So let me conclude. Long may poetry have the power to stop somebody, impress on someone, make one curious, question, wonder, dream, and be disturbed in a whole series of emotions, and not to forget the journey in all of that. I'm delighted to be here, and thank you very much for the invitation as well this evening. Yeah.